to go to like cheapo records or go all the way into discounts or Bandcamp.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't think that was that pretentious.
Yeah, no, that's definitely true. They've definitely, like, as, I mean, I've been shopping there like for years. And I've definitely noticed that as the years go on, they get a little bit less into like the niche collectibles every time, which has its ups and downs. I mean, you got to make money, you know?
Right. Like, I think it's kind of like it really appeals to like the largest amount of people. Mm. Like, you can bring anyone in and they're like, oh my God, yeah, I know Game of Thrones. I have, and now you'll get K-pop. Like the, like, I know K-pop. Really,
I think that's K-pop. What I like the store for, honestly, is that like whenever I go in there, I get to look at all the sections and I like know something at least from, I'm like, ooh.
I do that.
Yeah, right?
Big theme of the night.
I do that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I will say, like, I beeline specifically for two places, and really specifically one now. I like look more for the music, and if I don't see what I need, I'm just like, well, Amazon. But I like physical stores for stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
Being able to haul that stuff out. Mm-hmm. Show people.
Wait, I have a question.
Yeah.
Not related. Is somebody coming in after this? Because I do have a shout out that I want to do before we have to leave.
They should be, but there's a chance they might not come in. So do what you like.
Okay. Well, can I give the shout out now?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay, I'm just going to record it.
Go for it.
Okay, this one goes out to my roommate, Ashley. It's her birthday in 57 minutes. She's turning 21, and I'm very excited.
Happy birthday, Ashley.
So happy birthday, Ashley. Love you, Ashley. Okay, bye.
I remember Ashley. That was so wholesome. Oh, my God. Ashley.
I kind of hope, like, the next person doesn't come in, because, like, this is really fun.
This is very good. Yes.
And DJ No Name still has to read a PSA.
Oh, yeah. We can do that for their hour.
For real.
Mm. Right now?
Well,
did you find a good one?
Wait, do you want to right now?
I have one. It's really
I can't
short.
Read it. I'll end up laughing again.
Okay, go for it.
Here we go. Okay. Why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that you can hide that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up.
I actually do that.
You do that?
Of the bow flies.
That was a message in the so public much. Interest really. From WFMO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
I'm kind of curious. I kind of would love to know what, like, the FBI agent thinks of me. Well, I really want to
They
get
don't
one.
Have, like, a singular FBI agent for every person.
How do you
wish.
Know?
I
that'd be oh, impossible.
My weird story about that has been if I use a FaceTime or something and then I X out of it and I put the tape back on, I will see the green light will still be on if I open my computer the next day and I'm like, interesting. That's not coming off. That tape's staying now.
I mean, my kind of thought on it is, like, If you don't have anything to hide, like,
no, this literally just takes me back to Bowfly's debates, and it was Simon versus Phil.
Oh god.
I forget who won, but that was legendary.
I've
read like a couple books, and they were fiction, and then I read some stuff about it, and it all just makes me so uncomfy. Like, you don't know what they could do with those things of you.
I think it's more, so I think, like, it's less like, you know, NSA and more like malware hackers that to be worried about. But
I think either way. Oh, you know, go ahead.
I agree with Liz. Or DJ, I forget your name.
Was it Funky Sauce?
Hard to remember.
Funky
Sauce.
DJ Uwu.
But, like, there are some times where, like, I'm literally thinking about something or, like, say something, and then Facebook shows me an ad. I'm just like,
oh, yeah. We love that.
I did not web search that in any way. Like, that was something that I did in real life. How did you know that?
I was in a, I think it was, like, an intro to mass media course two semesters ago. And we had, like, a full discussion about, like, this kind of stuff. And it was really interesting because we were talking about how, like, the like how, like, the algorithms can, like, track stuff and how sometimes it seems like very very on point, like, with what you're thinking, but, like, if you kind of look at what you're searching, it maybe would be able to guess like that as like a follow-up kind of next thing to send you so that you could like buy something.
Yeah,
that's what they've been training the AI to do. They have really stuff on
it's
the
scary but it's fascinating.
Wait, doesn't your dad have a book about
AI?
He does. How to Profit and Protect Yourself from Artificial Intelligence. I'm not going to say buy it, even though I want to, because technically I have to report that to the FCC.
Okay.
Ooh, but, you know,
it's out there.
I strongly recommend it because I read it.
Awesome.
Not sponsored, please. And from that, because I had to edit it, you learn, like, a lot of cool stuff about artificial intelligence or how they learn how to do things. Privacy, spooky privacy. Please don't bring an Alexa into your home.
Oh yeah, really?
Because Alexas record everything.
Yeah, they're always on, and they're they record everything you
do. I didn't know that.
Aren't they not supposed to do that because they could be recording children? Really, isn't that like a thing? Like you can't record?
No, they're still doing it
though, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, and in fact, it got used in a murder case.
It did. Yeah,
wow. Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah.
Hot tub killer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like a murder involved a hot tub on some level.
Was it just like a stabbing in the hot tub, or did they use the hot tub as a murder weapon?
See, I really want the latter to be true.
Very important question.
Sounds like something out of The Sims.
Honestly, it really does. Like you took out the ladder or something.
Oh my gosh.
It's Clue.
It's Clue.
Who had the gray ladder? Or no, hot tub. Purple hot tub.
Purple hot tub.
Yeah. Did you guys ever watch Clue? Like the movie?
No.
Yeah. It's really, really funny.
Wait, based on the game, right?
Yes.
Okay. I was like, hold on. If the game was based on the movie.
Yeah, it's like a caper. And fun fact, in the theater, there were actually 4 different endings, and you didn't know what you were going to get when you came in.
Oh, that's really cool.
I feel like the Goosebumps, like, franchise should have done that in the TV show or whatever it was, because they had those books, right? Like choose your own ending, like if you choose this, like flip to this page.
Wait, did Goosebumps do a choose your own adventure book?
Yeah,
I'm sure they did. Yeah,
yeah, I thought it was the coolest thing. I think they did at least 2, actually. I don't know.
I remember like the normal ones.
Yeah,
like the, I just remember what was the one where like the guy put on suntan and like then he becomes a dog.
Really hairy? Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that one.
I just distinctly remember he was like, he was at school and the teacher told him to take off his gloves, but they were just his hands. I don't know. I remember that.
My favorites were the first one with the haunted house, and then the one about the plant dad that like was doing experiments in his basement.
What's plant dad? How did I not know
he
plant dad?
Yeah, he like started like he was doing these experiments, and he like straight up started turning into a plant, and like he like it was like a clone of him, I think. Like it was like a plant clone, and he was like, there's this great scene where the girl, she's like, that she can hear the dad in the kitchen, and she like walks in and he's straight up just eating fertilizer and like dirt in the sink. Like,
no, that reminds me of like this kid's book, but I know it was like a like elementary age kid that was just turning into a plant for some reason. And like
I don't know that one.
That's so uncomfy.
Yeah, he just had to drink so much water and like
lay out in the sun.
Was he a succulent?
Like, strangely gravitated towards like the light whenever
he was
like, what's happening? I have to face towards the light.
There was definitely like a Goosebumps book about like an evil hamster or like a bunny, and I remember it kind of traumatized me because I had a hamster when I was a kid, and I was so worried that it was gonna turn evil. Like, that was a very like 5-year-old
one where they had to kill it by like loving it?
No. Okay, they definitely had to like murder it.
Okay. No!
There was one that like thrived off of like violence, so every time you try to kill it, it grows stronger and like it gets more powerful, like she decided to like counteract it by like giving it affection, and then it disappeared.
Did you guys ever read the one about those kids that went to that camp and then
Yes.
I was really freaked out by that one. Yeah, actually. This one really freaked me out as a kid. It was like they like did something at the camp, and then they like there's like this king, like, but he was like this giant like slug goo monster thing at the end, and like the kids were like slaves for him, like cleaning up his goo.
The end,
it
was really
like
real.
It didn't have like a solution at the end. Like the kids were just enslaved. Like it was.
It's like the dog one. Like he's just a dog. Like that's
I feel like that book had a really good setup for like the big reveal at the end.
Didn't they make a movie out of that one? I feel like they did,
I feel like maybe they did.
Camp Fear!
Yeah.
But I think that's a different... He definitely had multiple camp stories.
Did he?
Yeah. The show actually... I don't know if it's all of it's still on Netflix anymore, but that's where I watched like a good portion of it. They do like a lot of the books. Like a lot of them. And they're
it's gone now, actually.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
Because I actually watched it the same way, but I skipped around.
Yeah,
I really only
watched my like favorites first. Like the ones I was like, oh, I'm gonna wanna see this one.
Yeah, I didn't read Goosebumps as a kid.
Oh, really?
I
had a phase where I was really into them.
I feel like I would have really liked it.
Yeah.
There's only one book I remember really reading, and I read the Aragon, like, Inheritance Cycle books.
Yes, yes, very good.
Super good. Mm. And then Jerry Spinelli, the author.
Mm. That sounds so familiar. Oh, yeah, yeah.
He did Stargirl, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wasn't there also Starboy?
I think so.
Stargirl made me very emotional when I read it. I remember that really well.
I didn't understand it.
Wait, which one?
What else Stargirl? Did Jerry Spinelli do?
Like, I didn't understand that
Holes.
One.
Holes.
Okay.
Okay. Holes is so good.
Loser was my favorite.
Loser? I love that,
that
one.
Was
such
good.
A good one. That was so good.
It was honestly so aesthetic, too.
Yeah. No, I really liked that one. Like, I felt so bad for the main character, though.
Mm-hmm. Being in the boondocks for his Z.
Oh, he did Maniac McGee. That was a summer reading book.
Well, I heard about that one. I never read it.
Oh, did y'all have to read Crash?
Oh, he did Crash. Yeah.
Definitely heard of that one.
Yeah.
We didn't read Jerry's as many Spinelli. Books by him. I think we just read Stargirl.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Oh, that might have been Holds, others on the list, but
the
I remember.
Warden's Daughter? I want to read that.
Definitely read Stargirl. It was so confusing to me.
It was.
I watched it on my own.
Card.
I watched it. Oh, I read it on my own. Oh, my
Rose.
God. Thanks. Me.
I remember
Freudian
this.
Slip there.
Yeah, I just watched. I've been, just watched so many things.
No. I think I distinctly remember you and Emma reading this book when we were in like fourth grade. It was like you could read like two different options.
Oh, some
it was that book, I Was a Rat or something.
Yeah, what?
Was
I that, distinctly remember like, being about, super confused
was
by
that,
that book.
It confused me because I like got it out of the library one time and like started reading it, but I didn't finish it. But was that the one that was about, like, was he like raised by rats? Like,
I remember trying to read it and I was like consistently so unclear
card?
And I felt like I'm like a pretty good understanding
what's going on. Wait, we should probably home. We don't want
we probably should.
Or at least like let's have one conversation.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. Because we got a switch over and I'm like, oh dear, in case anyone's listening, we need to. But this is
my mom's listening
card?
So hi mom. Yeah, the library card.
I didn't read that one.
It was really really cool.
What was it about?
It's like this library card that like appears in different people's lives. So it's like reincarnation, but library card. And so it just like appeared when they needed it most and like took them to the library. And like they found that like they really got saved in one way or another. I think it went through like four different characters.
That's so good.
Yeah, it was really good.
Wait, what type of situation were they in that was so dire they needed to go to the library?
It was just like... I mean, like, I don't
like,
really
we
remember.
We have to research this. Like,
No. It's like just like the library saved me. Like, you know how people say, like, oh, music like got me through this time.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh, okay,
reading books
okay.
Got them through. Right.
Oh, okay.
Time.
I
that
see
makes
now.
Me really
I thought it was
happy.
Like, yeah, that's really sweet. I thought it was like a specific. Like,
I need to research
go to
this
the,
for
like,
science fair.
Like, you have to go to the library right now. Like,
the perfect
all of
source.
Us. It was like all of us in whatever class doing science fair was just. I need to go to the library.
I had to actually buy like science books for mine because there was like nothing on what I had and it cost so much and I'm just
do you remember
so
Mr.
bad.
Tremonti Clipper Ships did
yeah,
we
Clipper Ships and there were two books in the library and they were both one was not really on Clipper Ships and the other one was just a historical account about what like one sentence on Clipper Ships that's it.
No, I remember that. Yeah, there was like literally just one page on Clipper Ships.
Did you ask a research librarian for help?
No, I don't think we did.
No, we just kind of went to the Medford Public Library and decided, you know, we're just going to do it.
We're just going
to
wing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember, like, actually the process of writing that paper was really rough because it was the first paper I've ever written, I think.
I feel
bad. Research paper I've ever written.
Yeah.
Like, actual source paper.
I feel bad. And I haven't been to the Medford Public Library in so long.
Yeah. I was just there, like, 2 days ago.
Oh, really?
I got 5 books out. I was so excited to read. Aww. And Sophia was there, one of our friends.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. I miss her.
How's she doing? I see her every single time I go there.
Is she doing good? Tracks?
She's good. Oh, she said she had a good semester.
I don't know. Does she go again?
Bryn Mawr.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's an all women's school, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just
remember that.
We caught up so briefly. It was very just like, oh, yeah, I'm doing good. Yeah. Semester was fun. Here are my books.
Does Stephanie still work there? Do you know if Stephanie still works there?
I was hoping to see her.
Oh, she was working there?
Because she's worked there since, like, middle school, right?
Yeah. Crazy. Didn't Fernanda work there as well, briefly?
Did she?
Not that I know.
I don't think so.
If you guys remember Deanna by any chance,
Her mom works there.
She said hi to me, too. It was very sweet. Yeah.
Her mom's worked there for years. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait.
She was a year above us, Deanna De Benedictus.
I don't know.
That's okay.
No, she was in art club.
She was in theater.
Oh, yeah, she was in art club. Yeah.
Wait, okay, maybe.
She hung out with, like, Matt and James.
Alyssa.
And Kyle.
I'll show you.
They were a very good squad.
If any of them are listening, we just shout it out. Like,
you guys are great.
Yeah.
Didn't they all go to RISD?
A lot of them went to
RISD.
Wait, what is that?
Some of them did. I think someone did.
Rhode Island School Design.
I didn't know that. Because I know a lot of them go to some... I think it... Is it Salem State? Or a few of them go to some, like, local
Salem
University.
Maybe. Oh, I feel so bad.
That's okay.
Oh, no.
This
is like, remember... Who's Justin?
Oh, yeah, Justin Brown.
Justin Brown.
Shout out to Justin Brown.
I've
known him since fourth grade.
Gosh, it's so bad. I just... My, like, memory of, like, the reunion's gonna be so surreal because I'll just be like, who are you?
Who are you?
I mean,
you?
I definitely recognize the kids I've known since elementary way more than I do the ones that I've only known since high school.
Right.
So, or middle. Because, like, there's a whole group of kids I didn't go to middle or middle school with that I went to high school with, but I still didn't know them.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a big school. We had, like, a 254-person class plus 68 from the Vogue.
That's
people.
In comparison to a lot of schools, that's actually really tiny.
Not too... It's what schools?
Like
colleges, yeah, no, we're tiny, but, like, I guess...
No, for high schools, yeah.
Really? Literally, College is only a little bit bigger than the size of Medford High. Like,
no, like, there are, I mean, there are a lot of schools smaller, but in, like, bigger, like, areas that have more kids that converge, like, there are high schools with, like, 1,000 kid graduating classes.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was the biggest class... I was tied between my friend and I of biggest class, and I only was bigger because of the Vogue as the biggest one in our friend group.
Yeah. I mean, definitely around here, I think there's, like, more schools per area.
Yeah.
So.
They split towns up, too.
Yeah.
Like, Boston has, like...
So many.
Right, exactly.
You have to apply, too.
Mm-hmm. I wish my friend Jess was here. Also, hi, Jess, because she's listening. But, like, her school... high school was, like, multiple regions, I believe, and her graduating class was, like, less than 50.
What?
She can tell me exactly how many, but
that's
it was less than 50.
Yikes.
Jess, that's wild.
That must be so weird to, like, have such a small group, because, like, the class size would be so small.
Yeah. You
probably don't get a lot of variety in your classes.
Yeah, not a lot of privacy either. Like, everyone knows everyone.
I think she was telling me there was, like, one POC student, and she was like an exchange student.
Oh no.
I feel like that'd be so awkward when people started, like, pairing off into relationships if you only have 50 people. Like, the numbers dwindle pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, once people start coupling off.
Like, I had a friend in a really small school, and she was always like, oh, everyone knew everyone else's business.
Like, everyone knew before they knew.
Like, we thought we knew everyone's business, but...
Oh, my God.
I love being in a big school because I'm so anonymous that way, and I'm like, ah, it's such a relief.
Yeah.
I love it, too.
Yeah.
I mean, Tufts is medium.
Yeah, you guys are... Yeah.
Gordon is very small, so, mm-hmm. like, whenever I meet somebody that isn't a freshman, I'm like, wow, am I really that shut in? Like, how do I not know you?
How diverse is your school?
Like, it's very diverse, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay,
I
that's
wasn't,
so good.
Like, when I first applied, like, I was like, oh, mm-hmm. it's a tiny school,
yeah.
like, the North
Shore. I wonder,
because
it can be very hit or miss for smaller schools.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what way. Really surprised me was how many international students there are, because there's a lot. Mm. Like, a lot.
That's cool,
really
yeah.
cool.
Yeah, Bunker Hill is, like, insanely diverse. I really love it, though, because not only is it diverse, like, racially, but also, like, ages.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I find
that
it's
sense.
Super interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Just because,
wait,
like,
doesn't your dad teach there?
Yeah, he teaches.
Oh, really?
He teaches Arabic. You should take the class.
Do it. Wait, wasn't Christy
so cool.
learning Arabic?
Yeah,
I forget what it was.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't at Clark, I don't think. I remember
no,
she had
it.
To...
I thought it was at Clark.
I thought she had
she
to,
had
like,
to
commute
go to a different
somewhere.
School. Yeah.
yeah.
I don't know where it
I
was.
I think it was,
though.
Like, through
what if
Clark,
it was Bunker
though?
Hill?
No.
That's too far of a drive, I feel
yeah,
like.
Yeah, no way.
Oh, yeah.
Worcester.
I mean,
Worcester.
There are, like, there seven today. Other schools in Worcester. There's gotta be one that teaches Arabic.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm surprised Clark doesn't.
Yeah.
That's
surprising. That's another very small school, though, so... I mean, it's also liberal arts, though.
Right.
Mm. Although Gordon doesn't teach Italian, and I'm very salty about that.
It is.
It's
so
like,
weird.
It's Italian, come on.
Yeah. What do they have, Spanish and...
They actually have quite a few languages, but I think what happened was, like, I think Medford High had a similar thing where the language teachers were getting too much responsibility. Mm-hmm. So the Italian teacher was teaching, like, Italian and I think, like, Latin and French and, like,
oh,
all these things.
Much.
And then
that's
she ended up
fair.
Leaving.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I guess
yeah.
they just didn't find replacement. But yeah, Gordon has, like, I think they have Mandarin, they have, like, German, Spanish. So they actually have a lot of classes. They also mm-hmm. have Latin.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool.
We had ancient Greek at UVM, but we don't have modern Greek.
What?
I have
well,
been so confused.
Yeah.
But huh. I want to learn modern Greek.
Yeah.
And I can't really learn ancient Greek
you know
and go to Greece again.
Ginger
I
Artemis?
Know, like, three words.
Okay, something.
When I went to Athens for a little bit, it was kind of like all my little things I used to know
yeah.
picked up again. But if you want to say thank you, it's Efkaristo, which
that
is really
sounds
nice.
So cool.
So good.
So I got used to saying that if someone would open the door for me. I was like,
oh, I love
I'm
it. I love that.
It's not just saying cheers, you know, in
yeah,
Ireland.
Yeah.
Amal, how do you say thank you in Arabic?
Shukran.
Oh, I think I knew that.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and go.
I just know frog.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, frog. Oh.
Do you remember it?
Yeah,
Dufta. That's right.
Oh, snoodle.
For anyone who wants to know, thank you in Indonesian is terima kasih.
That's
ooh.
Very good.
Ooh, say dolphin.
Lumba Lumba.
Oh, that's adorable. Oh,
so not cute. One Lumba, two.
Not one, but two dolphins.
Lumba.
Me being a Pisces.
Love it.
Aw.
You guys are so good.
It's okay.
It's okay, Rose. I don't have any foreign heritage
oh, wait.
Either.
I got it. I can
yeah.
say I am bred and Polish.
Oh, that's cool.
Lay it on us.
Yes, dem chleb.
Wow.
I did it.
Yes.
I love that so much. Mm. That actually sounds scarily similar to a clip from I think it was Dutch Steven Universe.
Oh my god.
And it's the word for Claude because it was Peridot yelling at Yellow Diamond.
Oh my god.
He was like, clap! And then she was like, what did I say?
In Dutch. That's really funny.
That's so
it's funny.
Good.
Oh man.
Very good.
I picked up like the Irish word for road because of how many times it'd be on the bus and they would announce it in Irish and then in
oh,
English.
Oh, so cool.
I could not understand most
wait,
of
were
it.
Were a lot of things like bilingual, like Gaelic and English?
Yes.
Awesome.
They made it their national language because it was so pushed down after the English rule, and so they really were thinking, like, we need our identity back, so they really pushed the Gaelic.
Yeah.
The Irish, they just called it Irish. Mm-hmm. So I'd see it everywhere, and I sat in on one class with my friend just for fun. I had absolutely no clue what was going on. I was like, I can't even.
But that's really
what?
Cool.
Like, it was
really fun. To have such a, like, bilingual country where it's, like, very,
really
like,
trying to bring
people
it back.
Know
yeah.
both. Yeah.
Yeah.
Has it used much by locals, or do they still keep
it's
to
It's really
English?
Not. They've just, it was really recent reintroduction, but out west in the Galway, Limerick area, they used a lot more because they're not as close to England, so they didn't get hit as hard with all that years of English rule.
I'm sure they have, like immersion in the schools, maybe.
Yeah,
like
probably.
Immersion schools, probably.
I don't know much about
anything besides
college.
I know Ukraine has been trying really hard to bring back Ukrainian as its national language.
Oh, really? I thought, like, that would be their national language.
Well, it's when Russian. The USSR, like, ate Ukraine and, like, everything else in Eastern Europe. It became Russia being their national language. Mm. And still, most things you're going to find is still going to be in Russian.
Yeah.
And a lot of, even, like, say, Vremya I Steklo, a really great pop duo. I love them. They're Ukrainian.
Such a cool name.
And Iova are both, they're Ukrainian, but all their songs are in Russian. All the marketing's in Russian. But also, it's also because everyone else knows Russian. Mm-hmm. So then you can yeet that song into other countries and more people are going to listen to it.
Oh, wait, I'm really bad with history. So when did Ukraine gain independence?
That's gonna be after the 90s. I'm gonna put it like 91 or 92
because
the wall went down. I think either 89 or
there
90.
Was a wall.
Mm. Yeah, the Iron Curtain.
Yeah!
Oh my gosh!
Wait, I think I low-key thought that was metaphorical.
Oh no, it's giant Berlin Wall. Man.
Oh, yeah, the Berlin Wall.
Yeah.
Oh, is it? It's the same. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
That's what it is. Yeah.
See, I'm not a history buff, so.
Gorbachev, tear down that wall.
Wow, it's just all these memories are flooding back.
Oh my gosh, I know.
When she thought you were drawing on the desk, but you were.
Oh yeah, I wasn't. It was not me.
I did like an interesting YouTube deep dive into like some Chernobyl like exploration videos.
Yes.
It was really interesting. It's kind of unfortunate because people like moved stuff around just so they could get like a cool picture, but it's not how it was left there.
Yeah.
But still, so cool.
Did you see the it's kind of pretty this would probably be one of the first ones you would have seen on your deep dive. But did you see the one about the wildlife of Chernobyl?
Like, no, it wasn't. I mean, it wasn't a very big deep dive, but I feel like maybe
it was like an editorial.
Like
one.
I know they have like bears and stuff, right?
So bears, one thing that happened is that a bunch of generations of animals started like growing up there.
Yeah,
and so now there's like these whacked out ladybugs with like almost psychedelic shells at this point.
Whoa, cool.
So and also though birds with tumors, like they just kind of grow up cancer birds because they just grow up there. So
baby,
oh for sure they would
serve that.
That's during development they would.
Yeah,
they would have issues, but
and so a lot of biologists are coming over and they're like, oh man, now we get to find out what happens if you have like a extremely like radioactive site and what happens when nature reclaims it. Turns out weird stuff happens.
I loved hearing about the like the amusement park and how it was it was like only open for like one day, and it was actually supposed to open after the date of the accident.
Oh,
but
no.
They opened it like the day of or like the day before, or no, probably the day of, because they wanted to get people out like of the city to like go somewhere else. But so it was hardly used.
Is it operation? Could someone turn it on if they wanted to?
I don't think so. It's pretty decrepit. I mean, a lot of the like the Ferris wheel still has a lot of paint on it.
I
think some of the
creepypasta about this.
Oh, for sure.
Or the Chernobyl Diaries. Man, I saw that movie. It was awful.
Was that I saw a movie where like it was like a horror movie where like people went there.
Did you also see the Chernobyl Diaries?
Maybe. Was it on Netflix?
Maybe. Did it have a weird wolf?
I think so.
Yeah, I saw it on HBO a little while ago. It's dumb.
I already know I'm not going to be watching it.
Was it the one where the people were, like, stuck in the car and the guy, like, had his leg hurt or something?
I can't remember that. Because I saw the one. Tracks.
Yeah.
Wait, that sounds probably like a series of unfortunate events.
No. I finally finished that series. Side note, so good.
The Netflix one?
Yeah.
So good.
I just love Neil Patrick Harris.
Mm.
I should watch that.
There's a lot of things I should watch.
Yeah.
And then I watch Call Me Tonight.
Wait, how famous? 88.
Oh my gosh, Call Me Tonight.
Wait. I can't believe how much you went ahead and watched it. I can't believe you decided, oh yes, this one. I'm going to watch
it. It was only like one episode, so.
That's true.
It was a wild ride. But have you started Kimi ni Todoke?
Yes, I did.
We'll watch it later.
Kimi ni Todoke. Have you seen it? I read like the first two books of it.
Oh, cool.
It's so cute.
I know. It's so wholesome. I love it. So good.
I really hope. I don't know if this is going to happen because shoujo tropes, but they already seem like poised, like the main guy and main girl seem already poised to like get together.
Mm-hmm.
But I also know it's shoujo and standard shoujo. So I'm waiting for 36 episodes of BS and, you know, series of comedy of errors, like, oh no, I've extrapolated what he said into something that is completely different, and I'm going to close myself off for three episodes.
I walked in at the wrong moment, and I mean, it looked suggestive, but it actually wasn't.
Just saying that, just hearing it stresses me out. Like, my anxiety just went up.
It's so stressful. Yeah.
From what I remember from the first two books, it was pretty slow moving. Like, it was very, like, it had a very floaty aura to it.
Yeah. And, there is one part that I really didn't like, but like I kind of understand why it was there, but I think you'll know when you get to it.
Yeah, I remember
because
the,
you know who I am,
the
as
main
a
character being like she was interesting, but I also felt like I don't know, I felt like she was kind of closed off. I don't know.
Well, yeah,
well, I think that's the point.
Yeah, there's a reason for that,
because like everyone thinks she's haunted.
Yeah,
and like it's
they're really mean
if
about
only
it.
She was no.
Well, that too. Sounds like the anime that you told me about.
Which one?
The one with like
Ghost Hunters.
I think it is Sadako, right? And then she goes and she turns chibi or something.
Wait,
oh,
what do you mean turns chibi?
I don't know. I haven't seen it. But
how does one turn?
I don't
chibi?
Know, man.
It happens. Well, the Fate series will give you an answer to
when
that.
You spend too long in the radiation and you just turn chibi.
Stop. I feel like there's historical all I can think of is like, oh dear. Oh, anyway, so there's a show, there's a manga that's called Sadako and Sadako, and Sadako-san and Sadako-chan.
Yes.
And basically, like, this girl and this Sadako comes, she thinks she's gonna curse and kill like this little like this like little girl, and she's like living in a closet.
Oh,
I know.
It's Kiri.
Yeah, it's literally tiny Kiri. And then she like she opens up, she's gonna spook the heck out of her, and then she's actually not afraid of her. And then they start up a YouTube career.
Oh my gosh!
I kind of
love the day that anime starts including YouTube is oh.
Wait, have you heard about Aoko-chan? Like,
no.
The weird AI-driven...
Oh, wait, I think what? So, yeah.
So, yeah, that's...
It's okay.
Are you okay?
She's not gonna get you.
She's a YouTuber, but she's not real.
Wait.
What? Yeah.
Wait, that sounds like the plot of the SAO movie.
Stop!
That's so creepy. Wait.
She was dead the whole time.
What's her name again?
She's weird. A Vocaloid.
It's like Aoko? I don't know. I didn't pay attention to her.
Mm-hmm. She just, like... makes like cute little videos where she like says hi and like does stuff, but like it's
but also
it's
doesn't
programmed.
She have like a mouth on her too now? What?
I don't know.
Is
I haven't kept
like,
up with it.
Who's like in a I don't know, like a singing kind of thing?
Poppy? No.
No? Okay.
Oh, but that is similar.
Okay.
Actually.
And you have one of those.
Yeah.
Cool. And you have a vinyl too.
Yeah. They actually flip after a while, so
yeah,
it's very
it's
fun
cute.
To watch.
Oh, that's cool. It's oh, fun. There's Metric.
Yeah. Best this is album. Also technically Metric. I don't know
wait,
why, but the
that?
10th anniversary
Foster
album.
The People oh, cool. on there. That's a good album, that one.
Foster the People. Oh, the... What's it called?
Torches?
Yeah, Torches.
Oh, it's their that's best good. Album.
Mm.
I think that's the only one I know.
I love Don't Stop, Color on the Walls. I love that song.
Very good, very good.
So good.
I love Houdini. That's great.
Yes!
Yeah.
Waste is super good.
Oh, yes, I love Waste.
Warrant, very good.
Isn't there one, it's not Helena, is it?
Yeah,
that one's good. The classic Pumped Up Kicks, but...
Also, Ashley says
It's like one of my least favorite.
Hi, Ashley.
It's one of my least favorite tracks on the album, actually.
Really? Okay,
yeah,
that's fair.
People always be like, oh, that one with Pumped Up Kicks. Like, when I say Fast the People, they'll be like, Pumped Up Kicks. And I'm like, no, like their worst song.
I do like that song, but it's also very creepy if you take the time
for sure.
To listen
it's,
to the lyrics.
It's very dark.
Yes. It's literally, like, school shooting.
Yeah.
And honestly, before really... I mean, Columbine had already happened. It already happened, like, 13 years later. But, like, compared to now, which is extremely, like, everyone's now, extremely aware of it.
Nowadays, that song wouldn't fly as
at
easy,
all.
I don't think.
Yeah. There's another movie that was meant to be in bad taste, where it's really, it's an indie movie, and it was really low budget, but it's about two directors who want to make a school shooting movie.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, and I can't remember. I think it was called Shooting Columbine.
It's called Bad Idea.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
pretty appropriate.
Oh, God. Yeah, I didn't watch it, but I heard it got on the guilty pleasure list for your movie sucks.
Mm.
Yeah.
I do think it is interesting when artists make music and art and such that kind of addresses these things in sort of a somewhat uncomfortable way. I think it's interesting to get people out of their comfort zones, but I also think, like, used in the wrong way, it can be, like, very dangerous very fast.
Mm-hmm.
Especially since there's so much unfortunate, like, glorification of school shooters.
Yeah,
in some circles.
Oh,
so.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
my friend and I go off about how disgusted she was about that. Like,
I didn't see much about the school shooters. I saw some, like, the serial killers.
Yeah.
Was really what got people.
Yeah,
the Ted Bundy movie,
where
they made him sex. They made him
Zac Efron. Which, like, good for him for expanding his acting repertoire. But, like, they already produced the documentary about the tapes, so, like, why do you need to make another movie right after? Like, come on, Netflix, chill.
It's serial killer fandom.
The real tapes, or were
it
those
was,
real?
Yeah, it oh, was, okay. I mean, it was, like, compiled with other interviews and information, but it had, like, real recordings of it.
Yeah. And it's really wild how not remorseful he is.
Yeah.
You know, he was, that was, like, a lot of evil.
Yeah.
You know, like Jeffrey Dahmer.
Mm.
They have that graphic novel, My Friend Dahmer, that had, like, a kid who actually...
My Neighbor Dahmer?
Yeah. No, it was, My Friend Dahmer or something.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It was autobiographical, too.
Oh,
like,
oh,
he actually
someone
knew
him. Oh, okay. I thought it was, like, someone making, like, a
graphic... Wait, no,
graphic,
you said auto.
Like, I just...
I thought it was Jeffrey Dahmer wrote it. I was like, wait,
isn't it My Neighbor... It was about Jeffrey Dahmer, right?
No, it's not actually called My Neighbor Dahmer.
I think
what
it's
is
like
it?
My friend Dahmer or something.
Yeah.
Or,
I mean, that's interesting when it's, like, autobiographical.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah. I didn't watch it. I wasn't... No! I
read
don't
it.
Read it. I don't read.
Watch the words on the book. In sequential order.
In sequential order. Please. But yeah. That happened.
Mm.
Should we put on some music?
Let's do it.
I guess we can just finish up the hour and then we can, you know, do as we please. Yes, this one. I have so many tabs open, it's becoming a problem.
I see the St. Motel.
You
want
to relate to the tabs?
Yes. Let's do it.
What? You can relate to the tabs, yeah.
Just
the mics.
I have four
putting on the mics. Still can't get over this. Anyway, we had a little bit. Okay, we first started with Same Motel, My Type, from the EP My Type.
That song is just my type.
It's such a good song.
It's a great song.
Next was Bloody Stream by Coda. As also known as the opening to Part 2 of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. So good. Technically called Phantom. I think this is Phantom. No, Battle Tendencies. So, okay, part one is Phantom Blood.
Yes.
Next is Battle Tendencies.
Yes.
Then Stardust Crusaders. Mm-hmm. Then Diamond is Unbreakable. And Golden Wind. Then Stone Ocean. Then Steel Ball Run. And then JoJolion.
Very good.
I still need to watch that show. I've heard so many things.
It's so good.
Very good.
I watched it, and I thought I was good. Like, I had a date with someone. Ooh. And she told me, hey, Rose, you should definitely check this out. And I was like, okay. We actually never ended up talking again, but I still ended up watching it.
So
and
thanks.
I've caught up in, 3 weeks.
Mm.
And it's like, well, yeah, no, the first two series I watched in, 3 weeks. And that's, like...
From what I've heard, the title is not wrong about the bizarre part.
Yeah.
This is very true.
And there's a lot. If you're interested in music, there's so many music references in it.
It's also quite an adventure. Yes. It's also that. JoJo's.
Oh, JoJo's. See you all.
Yes. She's the newest JoJo.
Love this. Right now, in the show, I'm not technically caught up, but I'm watching the fight with the main gang versus Green Day and Oasis.
Oasis!
Dual team!
Wait, that's hilarious.
Play Wonderwall.
Play Wonderwall.
Alright, guys, this is Wonderwall.
Yeah.
They would do that at the pubs in Ireland when they knew Americans were going to be around.
Yeah,
and always, I would be there, and they'd be like,
anyway,
alright, just Rob, any of you Americans, and someone would go, woo! And they'd be like, you always go woo, you never say I. Like, you just go,
oh my
woo.
God.
They go like, yay! Like,
that's
if they
so
were getting noticed, and we'll,
sounds about right.
We'll always go, anyone from the U.S., woo!
Yeah. Wow, I didn't realize how American that was.
And then, I didn't either.
And so then they play Wonderwall.
Wonderwall.
Country Roads, you know, like,
popular. Oh, yes.
It was really fun, though, because...
Did they play All-Star?
No.
I feel like that was, the quintessential American
I don't know
song.
If how well you can, fiddle-fy that song.
Wait, they would play it live?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was,
anyway,
guitar.
Here's Wonderwall.
Yeah. Yeah. It
right?
could be done.
The pub at 12
could
a.m.
definitely be done.
No. It was very fun, though. Sometimes they would play really good traditional music and everyone would dance. It was just a great time.
It's awesome.
So it was really sweet.
That's so amazing.
It was really fun.
That's so good.
Do they have Irish-style pubs around here? I feel like they would, because Boston
probably,
is like...
They definitely...
They have a
Christy
home,
sends me
sure.
links to them all the time.
It's really
yeah.
cute.
Yeah.
The Burren is a very soft one. It's a normie one. I think there's one in East Cambridge that's like... I used to live near one.
I'm sure there's a bunch in, the Boston area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In...
I would love to, check that out later at some point in the future months.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the experience was just very fun and inviting, so...
It's good.
10 out of 10.
So good.
Yeah, but a lot of Wonderwall, that's what we were talking about. A lot of Wonderwall.
Wonderful.
Wonderwool. The best sheep.
Oh, Wonderwool. Full of fresh wools.
Oh my god.
Because we cheap.
Scoop out a bowl of fresh wool.
Wait, where did that even come from?
The we had to
was
write
it the Ambrose.
Yeah, sophomore
poem?
Year we had to write what was it, an anthem based off of Animal Farm?
Oh,
we,
my god.
We did not properly complete that assignment.
Yeah. Wait, did we work on that together?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was, you, me, Amel, and Christy, but,
I don't think I really contributed much.
No. See, what happened was we were, brainstorming, we couldn't think of anything, and I just started writing this, two-word-per-line rap thing. I have the paper somewhere.
Do you?
I do, yeah.
I want to hear this.
I really want to get a scrapbook and put all the random junk that I have in it, because
I've been doing that.
Tickets and
I have
all of your drawings, all of your drawings too from eighth grade.
I still can't believe that.
Can we find that at some point? Because I really want
to
see.
Yeah. No, I really need to get, like, a huge scrapbook because I have so much stuff to put in it.
Real.
I need to get, like, a folder because for me, like, I save everyone's cards and letters. So, I just have, they're in my, like, bedroom drawers and desk, but the problem is because I'm a hoarder, things are getting folded, and I really want to make sure things get, like...
Yeah, no, I feel that, yeah.
Dude, I totally feel that. I have, I have, like, a drawer in my, like, drawer thing that's literally, I had to dedicate a full drawer to just memorabilia stuff.
Yeah.
I have so much in there, and I, like, I have a scrapbook that I was, like, keeping stuff in. I just have to update it, and like
I need,
it's
like,
so
an
heavy.
Industrial scrapbook. For all the stuff I have.
I know. I have.
Full metal scrapbook.
I have more pages to like add to it that I have to like put in because like I need more categories.
Yeah, no, I feel.
But it's good. I love like filtering through it and like looking back on all the stuff.
Yeah, I have my folders, and I would quote all our funny quotes.
Yeah, quotes too. Yeah. I need to just print out all the quotes that I have.
I have a big folder full of like random drawings from like eighth grade from Sherry and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah,
it's great. Good times.
Just to get some housekeeping out of the way, we also played Plastic JoJo by Seventh Sage. It is a crossover of. City pop legend Mariyataki Uchi's Plastic Love with Sonochi wa Sadame part one JoJo opening.
So good.
Then Catch featuring Antenna Girl by Night Tempo. It's a single. Go check Night Tempo out if you're into future funk. Also, you've been listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We're coming towards the end of the hour. I guess we can probably wrap things up. Do you guys have anything you'd like to announce to the world?
The woo.
Go, go, Speed Racer.
This is
JoJo Siwa. JoJo Speed Racer.
JoJo. Steel Ball Run. That's it. Oh my god. Okay. We got the. Our two ends are not.
Oh, I can say Pike Place Market.
Nice. Wow. Oh yeah, that's my shirt.
Hashtag
right now.
Not spons.
Oh yeah, not sponsored.
Need a disclaimer. Yeah. DJ no name.
Yeah.
DJ not spons.
I missed being here, so it's really nice. And
you're really nice.
Oh, so are you. So I'm Ginger hoping Artemis. That I can come back at some point.
Yeah. Yes, this is my first time here, and I had a really good time.
Mine
so.
As well.
So glad.
I just got a bunch of free CDs, and I'm really excited to play
Heck
them in my car.
They're all free to a good home.
Yeah.
Not the shelf.
What about my car shelf? Because they will be played.
No, the shelf they were on.
Oh, okay.
It said you can't take the shelf.
Oh, I get it.
I never take CDs from there. I should actually take one. But
what happens when you run out?
What?
You die.
Like when they have no more.
Oh well.
You die.
You just wait.
Life will find a way.
Yeah, life does find a way. Anyway, guys, I'll probably turn on the robots in a sec. I'm so glad you guys came on. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Very good. I'm glad the people have